Stop before the part where she dies.
Okay.
Well, that fella you hear giggling is Christian Hand, and today Christian is going to guide us through the extrapolation of Stevie Wonder's superstition. Christian, how you doing, my friend?
It's not getting any easier. it's once every
you
2 weeks,
it.
And it definitely weighs over the other 14 days. I'm like, 14 days to prepare for the next 6:45 in the morning wake up call.
Well, look, it's everybody's favorite. We absolutely adore this. I could not be a bigger Stevie Wonder fan, and that's one of the great songs of all time. Cannot wait for this today. Take the helm, my brother.
Just to disappoint you, I'm not going to do Stevie Wonder.
Oh,
not.
I knew it.
No, I'm just kidding. I am. I wouldn't do that to you twice in a row.
yes, you would.
That's true.
No, I totally would.
I
thought you were going to take this for months.
Yeah. Maybe I'll just do Stevie Wonder, only this song, though, and really annoy everybody. By month two, it'll be like, all right, seriously, dude, you got another song? So, superstition. This is a monster. This is a very, this is Stevie Wonder playing all of the instruments except for two. On this whole song. No, this is madness. So we're going to start with the full version. Now, interestingly, the drum groove on this song, which is, by the way, played by Stevie Wonder, was actually thought up by Jeff Beck.
Thought up this drum groove.
The drum groove, and they based
Stevie
the entire
plays.
Song. Yeah, because he wanted to have Jeff Beck play guitar on one of his songs, and they were hanging out in the studio. And Jeff, I suppose, either got behind the kit and messed around or just mouthed it to him. It was like a boom, a chicka, buck, a chicka, like that sort of thing, Stevie. Wouldn't that be great? So we'll start with the full song. Everyone's aware of it, but that's a refresher.
First 45 I ever owned. Love this song.
And that's Stevie on drums.
Yeah, it's about to get crazy.
Clavinet sound on the electric piano. Ah.
So you remember that. How could you forget it?
It rings a bell.
Yep. The only instruments on this song are the drums, the vocals, the clavinet, which is actually a genuine clavinet.
Is it?
Yep. And some harpsichord and then Moog bass and the trumpet and saxophone.
Is that all?
That is it, believe it or not, holding this thing together. So we're going to start with just hearing what it sounds like when a blind man plays the drums.
By the way, did you know Stevie lost his sense of smell in a car crash?
Did he really?
Yeah.
That's
he's down to three
thing.
Senses.
Wow.
Wow.
Three senses. So you're a drummer.
Yeah. This is
sounds
loose.
Like he's pretty much in the pocket.
Oh,
here.
Dude, he's driving the pocket beautifully, but he's loosey-goosey. He's dancing all over that one.
Swings?
His hi-hat.
It swings,
insane.
As they say.
You can hear him making his little... So... It's the solid groove of solid grooves. You have to remember that he can't actually see the drum set he's playing on.
Wow. Yeah.
That's, I mean, really, if there's an instrument where you need to know where everything is, it's the drums more than anything.
To be honest, though, you've been accused of that some gigs.
Very often. Very often. So what I did was, so there's a couple of drum fills that are really crazy because you don't, you hear them extracted from the music and you're like, where does that even fall inside the song? So I extracted just a couple of particular drum fills. This is the first one. We'll hear the, we'll hear it in context first.
Good fill.
It's a great fill. And then when you hear it on its own, it's even crazier.
Is it right here?
Yep. Right?
What just happened?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. So then when you hear it back in the song again, now you can hear what his aim was, that he nailed it. Perfect.
Wow.
It's insane. So the next one is just as good, if not slightly better.
It sounds like he orchestrated it to sound like it was supposed to go off the rails. Yeah, completely.
Yeah. He's tumbling down a flight of stairs, yeah, and then he pulls it off right before the one. Yeah. It's incredible.
It's unbelievable.
This one's madness. So this is it on its own.
Wow.
What?
He really uses the bass drum more melodically than... Yeah.
No, it's not driving the bass. It's driving the drums. So let's hear that back in the context. And the open hi-hat every time, just nailing it. It's gorgeous. Yeah.
If you just joined us, Christian Hand is in studio. He is extrapolating Stevie Wonder's Superstition.
If you want to see how incredible a drummer Stevie Wonder is, if you go on YouTube and just enter Stevie Wonder drum solo, there's a solo that he played. He steals the drum set from a guy who's playing in his band, and he sits down and proceeds to do a drum solo for like 3.5 minutes that is mind-blowing, like Gene Krupa level.
Wow.
It's insane.
I did not know this.
Nobody did. I mean, everyone was like, oh, he played all the instruments, assuming that, you know, because we were drummers, it's not really an instrument. It's a controlled temper tantrum. So they're just like, you know, all the instruments. The drums aren't one. But yes, no, he played all the drums as well. Wow. So here's the bass line on this song is played on a Moog, which was a relatively new instrument at this point.
Marches, doesn't it?
Yeah. With a little pitch bend. He's having to do that with his hand. That's not part of the sound. So he's bending it as he's playing it.
And is it Stevie as well?
Yeah.
So this is a keyboard that he's playing?
Yeah. And it was like he and Bootsy Collins are like the guys that sort of made the Moog happen as a bass instrument.
Was it once the Moog synthesizer didn't really
catch
on? This
is crazy right here.
Oh, look at that.
And it's not MIDI. He's playing this by hand, which is why you can hear the flubs.
Whoever's listening to this in their car turned their bass way up.
Yeah.
The Moog really didn't catch on until they put the bend in there,
yeah,
right?
The pitch bender. The pitch wheel.
That's when black artists started saying, okay, now we can use this.
Because you could get inflection and blue notes and that sort of thing. You could slide it through instead of it just being like, donk, donk, like Kraftwerk. You know,
right.
Slightly less Teutonic. So that's your that's Stevie Wonder, and he's playing that. That's probably, you know, that's a 2-finger bass line thing, and he's bouncing around, so it's very percussive, which is why the song has so much drive. And then you've got like what sounds like at least 8 tracks of clavichord and harpsichord and all that stuff. It's not 2, and then there's 2 really cool delayed reverb ones that aren't actually even remotely connected to the beat. They seem to be at least like an 1/8 note off, just to get it really weird. So this is what just all the clavinet tracks are like. So it sounds like 1, it isn't. It's about 8.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's craziness. If you listen carefully, you can start to hear them fall to pieces when he, you know, goes off the beat. But you can hear the different shadow tracks. Messing around. But after a while, you just get bored, so you just start putting the little trills in there.
Chamber music.
Yeah. And we're back. So that's pretty much eight tracks of keyboards. And then, of course, the horn section on this, which is the only instruments that he didn't play. And I had heard rumor that he actually did play one of the horns, but there's only two listed, which is Steve Madeo on trumpet and a guy named Trevor Lawrence on tenor sax. And this is them blowing on this thing.
Tapping it.
Yep, getting ready. So tight. What, that's your ringtone?
Yeah.
So, Jefferson's. It's beautiful, right?
Moving on up.
Yeah. He's writing cliches as it's happening.
Who produced this?
Him.
Did he?
Yeah,
how,
I did.
How does one person have this vision
crazy.
In their head and make it all realize?
Yeah.
This is Mozart stuff. This is Amadeus Mozart stuff.
In their 20s, by the way.
Yeah.
He does. This isn't a 40-year-old man.
Oh, yeah.
He's a kid. Make a phenomenal ringtone.
Unbelievable. I'm sure that's what he thought.
Yeah.
That's what he's going
like
for.
I don't know what a ringtone is yet, but I'm going to write one. It's just airtight. Wow. All right, so that's the horn section. And then, of course, no good breakdown is complete without the vocals. Stevie.
I can't wait.
Very superstitious. Writings on the wall. Very superstitious. Letters about to fall. 13-month-old baby broke the looking glass. 7 years of bad luck. Your good things in your past. When you believe in things that you don't understand and you suffer, superstition ain't the way. Yeah.
I mean, it's just flawless.
I know.
Ooh, very superstitious. Wash your face and hands. Rid me of the problems. Do all that you can. Keep me a daydream. Keep me going strong. You don't want no saving. Sad is my song. When you believe in things you don't understand, then you suffer. superstition ain't the way.
Just blows me away. You'll have a young artist come up now and try to do a song, and they can't play an instrument.
No.
They need auto-tune to hell and back to sound anywhere.
No, it's ridiculous. I mean, and then to have written it.
Right. I mean, like, and they're producing it.
Choreographed it.
Arranging it.
I mean, it's just insane. Nothing
and playing every instrument on.
And being blind.
Yeah. Right.
Stop forgetting.
Very superstitious. The devil's on its way.
It's flawless. All right, so if you put it all back together again, now you can have a true understanding of what the Dickens is going on.
Stevie. Stevie.
Yeah, it's crazy. The question is and I would imagine that it went in this order. It went bass line first, horn section next.
Really? Because
it's mimicking the bass line entirely.
And then he goes back in later and plays the drums sync to that?
No way.
He wrote the... what I'm saying is he wrote the bass line first and then was like, hey, chaps,
give us
the... Because he's playing the bass line as they're playing that as well.
I got you.
Like right here.
Never thought of that before, yeah.
One of the drum fills. It's dirty.
Flawless.
Yeah. Well played, young man. Well, I think he'll go places, said Stevie Wonder. He's got a future, a bright future.
You know,
and this is insane right here.
First 45 I ever owned, and...
So dirty.
It hurts.
That's just vindication that I started in the right place.
There you go. As long as it's all about you.
It is.
You know, Christian, I quick story, because I don't think I was the only one. For me, and I'm a huge Stevie Wonder fan, Living for the City, the 7-minute version is a masterpiece in my mind.
Oh, yeah.
And I was listening one day to satellite radio, and they were playing it, and they bleat that scene where they're throwing the guy in jail, and the jailer says the N-word.
Right.
Which is the point
of
the whole thing. Yeah. And they bleeped it. To me, I was so angered. That's like buying a Picasso. And you're looking at it and you go, I don't like yellow, so I'm going to paint over that.
Yeah.
I realize I'm going too far, but it incensed me that they did that. How dare they touch that piece of art?
Man with 3 senses, everybody.
Yeah.
Well, 2.5, because once you lose your sense of smell, your sense of taste is not great.
Yeah, that's true.
But he's got a hell of a sense of rhythm.
Yeah, he's got a good touch.
You know what I'm saying?
Good feel.
Good load. So, yeah, go on YouTube and watch just enter Stevie Wonder drum solo. And it is, I mean, I'm not kidding you, his it's not even a token like, oh, you know, he's reasonably good for a blind fella. It's unbelievable
tears
how
it
good
up.
Tears it up. And his whole band is just like hooting and hollering the entire time because they can't believe it.
That. Do you think that, that Prince made himself in the image of Stevie Wonder? Because he's another guy that comes along and can play just about any instrument.
Oh, yeah.
And can shred on guitar.
No, I just think that there's singular creative minds that, that have to, they can't be filtered, you know, so they, by just out of default, you have to learn how to play everything or else you're going
like
to deal with...
Like Brian Wilson.
Right.
He's like, nobody can produce this stuff but me because I just hear it all in my head.
Yeah, you're going to end up having somebody else's filter on one of your choices. I mean, I'm sure if you could play trumpet and saxophone, you'd kick those dudes out and be like, just leave your instruments, I'll be good, it's fine. Yeah. Don't take
Christian,
those with
as
you.
As always, you knock it out of the park. We have 2 weeks before you come back. Where can folks find you?
You can find me on the interwebs at Christian James Hand on Facebook, and I'm also on Instagram at King Trut, and in my apartment most days of the week.
And by the way, at some point, I would like to request a very special episode where after, or maybe in lieu of, Christian breaking down a song, he just scats all the instruments.
Yeah, I could do that for you.
Because yeah. When he's just sitting here being like, I'm like, script. I could just watch that for 20 minutes.
What I'll do is I'll find a song, I'll break it down, but then I'll change it all to me singing it,
yes!
And then I'll do that. I'll be like, and this is me singing the drum part. This
Christian,
is
good. Please do that.
By the way, hashtag Shaq Sauce trended for a little bit the other time I was here, so it's great. That goes my accomplishment for the week. I could go back to bed satisfied.
Christian, the very best to you. We'll see
Thank
you in 2 weeks.
Absolutely.
Talk to you soon.